to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for being blessed to be on this beautiful day on a Saturday morning to receive the blessing of the Lord. And I pray that God bless you as well. Good morning to everybody who have an ear to hear what God is saying. Thank God for everyone who has an opportunity to listen to the broadcast of the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Thank God for His righteousness, His glory, and most of all, thank God for being what He is to us today. I truly am blessed to know that the Lord is on our side. Thank God for each and every one of you when you are up and about doing the Lord's will, doing what He needs you to do to help share the good news of the Word of God to those who are in darkness. Thank God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Thank God for the apostles, the prophets. Thank God for the teachers, the pastors, the ministers. Thank God for the evangelists, the bishop, praise God. Thank God for the missionary who go into foreign land to share the Word of God to those who don't know Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to have this relationship with the Lord. And God is so good that His mercy endures forever. And I truly am blessed to know that the Lord is on our side. This morning, I truly thank God for Jesus, for what He is to us, and thank God for all that He is in the hour that we are facing. There are a lot of things happening on this earth, and while we are on this earth, a lot of devastation, chaos, wars, and rumors of wars, as Jesus said in Matthew, the 24th chapter. Thank God that we are facing everything that is facing us in this hour. And I truly thank God. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our neighbors. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for our city. Praise God. Let's pray for the officials who are sitting in seats. Praise God. We're making these decisions on our behalf. Praise God. And we thank God for Jesus. But most of all, let's keep our eyes on the Lord at all times. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is coming, but He is coming for the church, praise God, and because we are the church, we are the body of believers, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Truly, He is our hope and our help. This morning, I'm going into the book of Titus, praise God, the 3rd chapter, praise God, and the 5th verse. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for our Father because He is our Heavenly Father. He's a great influence in our lives because He gave us the purpose to serve Him. He gave us the inheritance that we need to have to worship Him and to honor Him, to recognize that He is our Heavenly Father. He always look out for His children, because we are His children, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And our Father, without Him, we learn the truth, that whatever we hear, praise God, regardless of our anger or disagreement, one thing about it, as parents, praise God, coming from a home, we got children come home from a broken home. You know what it's like when you come from a broken home, praise God, when your mother and father are not together. When they decide they want a divorce, it really interferes and hurt that child. And the child feels like I'm the blame of the marriage. But one thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, We are so blessed to have a Heavenly Father who is there to shelter us, to help us, to help heal our wounds and remove the hurt that we established while we were on this earth. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, how he come and shared the good news to us, that he gave us his life. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for he is so good. But according to God's mercy, we thank God that we are saved by grace. We are washed by rebirthing, renewal, and by the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that we are not the old person no more. We are a brand new creature in Christ because he created us. We've been rebirthed. Praise God. We have been born again. We have been washed by the word of God, by the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is a good thing to know that we have the Lord that is on our side. And I truly thank God. As Titus said, praise God, and I truly thank God for his word that he says here, not by works of righteousness, thank you, Jesus, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I thank God because Jesus did this for us. He went in to go on the cross. He went in to die for us that we be rebirthed. Praise God. Reborn. Praise God. To receive the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire upon us, that we will receive our Father in a holy stage. Now today, praise God, as we are the church, we need to recognize the glory of God. We need to recognize his glory. We got to get into his glory to be identified of his righteousness. And I thank God, that's when the rebirth come in, while we acknowledge the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. Thank God for Jesus sacrificing his body, his soul, and spirit. Praise God that we will be reborn. That's why he told Nicodemus, you all must be born again. So we as a body of believers, hallelujah, we all are supposed to be born again. Praise God to receive the new birth that the Lord applied to our lives. Every day we are rebirthed. Every day born again, born into his kingdom, born into his righteousness, born into his purpose and what he wants us to be in the days to come. We need to cherish the work that the God placed on our life. We need to examine ourselves every day when it comes to the word of God. We don't know the day nor the hour, but one thing about it, we need to recognize what Jesus had done for us in the days and the time that he was on this earth, when he was sharing the word, when he was sharing his faith, praise God, to help us to identify our Heavenly Father. And I thank God for Jesus Christ for being the Lord that he is to us. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Praise God that we recognize the Father in the spirit realm. We need to acknowledge his glory. The glory, hallelujah, the glory. That from glory to glory, he's changing every one of us. But you got to understand the glory of God. You got to understand his glory. We got to understand what his glory means to us. What is the purpose of his glory? That we will walk in his glory to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ in his glory. And I thank God for Jesus Christ of the rebirth. Praise God. And I thank God for what he is to us in this aspect of life. And I thank God for what he is. But when the kindness, and the love of God, our Savior, toward mankind appear, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Remember the Lord said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The Lord is pouring out his spirit of glory. Hallelujah. He wants us to acknowledge his glory. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. The glory of the Lord is upon us now as we embrace his glory. Hallelujah. The Shekinah cloud, the brightness of his glory, that you experience the revelation that he embraced upon you. Praise God for you to understand his glory, his son's body, the son's blood, the son of Jesus Christ, every aspect of his life. We have a new identity. Praise God. Once we are entered into his glory, enter into his holiness, the holies of holies. And I thank God for Jesus. Now is the time that we need to embrace more of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, more of his righteousness, of the divine revelation of our Lord and Savior, divine miracles that he do supernaturally upon the people today. Miracles still happening. The Lord Jesus Christ is still in effect. He's still doing what he had programmed to do when he was on this earth. Now he's teaching us how to do the work that he does, praise God, that we need to be doing as well. So we need to operate into the glory of our God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our mouth. We need to enter into his courts with the righteousness of him. So I thank God for Titus, how Paul let Titus know how to walk in the will of God. We got to walk ourselves in the will of God. We need to reverence the Lord Jesus Christ all the time. We need to share the word of God as much as we can while we're on this earth, because we don't know how things are going to be. But in the meantime, while the Lord give you an opportunity, share the good news. Share the word of God to those who are in darkness. Share the word of God to those who are depressed, oppressed, those who are sick in the body, those who are so frustrated. They feel like there is no hope. That's where we come in as a church. The world is waiting for us as the church to bring them out of darkness. So my brothers and sisters, don't waste no time, but trust God. Let the Lord bless you by the renewing of his spirit. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Saturday.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.